This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. This summer, about 10,000 people came from across the country to camp in North Route County for the Rainbow Gathering. It was an unauthorized gathering, mainly July 1st through 8th, on National Forest land. We took a trip up to Northwest Route County to see how it looks on the site of this summer's Rainbow Gathering.
We're walking up the main path that they used to get to the different villages and the gathering site, and it's a four-wheel drive trail that's only open from July 1st to October 1st, and you can see there is some wear and tear on this trail. You can see where four-wheel drives have also been on this trail, but they've used their push carts, and that's how they got to all the different camps, so there is a lot of traffic on this. There are offshoot trails, and they did erosion control by taking lots of dead tree limbs and dead logs and thrown them across those offshoot trails so that they will naturally grow back eventually.
You can see where campsites may have been at the gathering. You can also see effort made by those on the cleanup crew to leave it looking the way it was. There was no trash left that we saw. We saw some ranchers, horseback riders, lots of cattle on the road. Before and after pictures are on our website. The local Book Trails group has received a donation of $500,000. The donation was from Sarah Craig Checkman in memory of her mother, Kathleen Willis Craig, who was a supporter of Book Trails. The group serves over 250 children per year with literacy education taught in the outdoors. The Reading Ranch is also currently under construction in North Route County. All city and county, state and federal offices are closed today because of Labor Day. No trash service today in Craig because of Labor Day holiday. If Monday's your trash day, it will be picked up tomorrow in Craig. Colorado Department of Transportation says be careful on the road today. All construction projects are suspended through tomorrow. The Sirocco Rams dominated over Gilpin County with a 38-8 win Friday night. The Hayden Tigers also had a big win, crushing Plateau Valley 58-12 on Saturday. For the KRAI Time, Temp, and Weather Hotline, call 970-824-1918. I'm Shannon Lukens. First, with local news, weather, and sports, access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.